819, and we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy?
Amanda, drive times are still at least double what they normally would be, and in some places triple. I-15 improving a little bit as you head between Point of the Mountain and Draper, but from Draper to South Salt Lake, not much relief. Southbound 15 is a little bit better, going from 33rd to 53rd South. The crash that caused a bunch of backup on the southbound side in Murray is gone. 215 still having some trouble along the west side from 5400 South Taylorsville all the way up to the 201 turnoff. Eric,
you're still at reduced speeds in Utah County, although there's definite improvement over earlier this morning, but still snow and ice all over the place. And a crash now on the northbound side just past Pleasant Grove Boulevard as you head up towards American Fork. On the southbound side, we did see the plows go through at Spanish Fork, so we're seeing some improvement on that side of the road as well. Heather?
We don't have as many cars on the freeway now coming through Davis County, so that is easing up the delays a little bit, but you still need to look at maybe double your normal commute time moving between Clearfield and downtown Salt Lake. We're seeing stop and go traffic now on the west side belt, I-215 in both directions, both northbound and southbound between Legacy Parkway and the I-80 West turnoff. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.